Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. I see, as I'm looking at the forecast, Alan, we could hit 70 degrees today.
No.
Yes. It's March.
There's good news and there's bad news. The good news is we might hit 70 degrees today. And the bad news is we might hit 70 degrees today. What does that mean?
Sure. Well, certainly 2015 was the warmest on record, and who knows what comes in 2016.
Yeah, no, this is the number one year. And again, the lemmings are in full retreat. We are not doing what we should be doing. We know it. I don't know how many times I can say it. I don't know how many times everybody's listening to the radio can think it. We elect political leaders. We are supposed to be ahead of the game. A guy like Obama comes up and he starts to talk about coal plants, and the people from coal country oppose him and yell at him, and the climate change deniers are out there. In the meantime, it's all getting worse.
Now to the political caucuses, primaries, Alan. Donald Trump easily dispatched his Republican rivals in Michigan and Mississippi presidential primaries and Hawaii caucuses, regaining momentum in the face of intensifying resistance to his campaign among party leaders, so says the Times this morning. Senator Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, scored an upset win in the Michigan Democratic primary, threatening to prolong a Democratic campaign that Hillary Clinton appeared to have all but locked up last week. She got Mississippi.
Well, first of all, the Bernieites are far more passionate in their backing of their candidate than you feel the sort of middle of the road, people who are, you know, just committed to Hillary Clinton and saying, you know, she's my person. So you don't see, with the exception on our morning panel of Rosemary Armeo and Libby Post, you don't see the kind of incredible passion that you see with the Bernie people. They call us up and they yell about superdelegates and they talk about the media and they talk about how unfair everything has been. And I'm a Bernie supporter myself, but I have to tell you that if you had a passion meter, you would find that the passion is on the side of the Bernieites. I look at England, and this is what is of some concern to me, and I look at the Labour Party. The Labour Party has gone through many metamorphoses, one of which, of course, is that, you know, it was a real left-wing party back in the day. Then a new breed of leadership took over and they became more moderate. And now they're out of office. And it does seem that if you lose your central message, you can lose a great deal. I think that Bernie Sanders has a message. It is a message that rings true to many, many people, which is that this is a country in which wealth is getting more and more concentrated, where the banks get out of control, where the middle class needs to take back its prerogatives, whereas Hillary Clinton is a person who is a gradualist. She says, yes, we need to do things, but we need to do it step by step. That is, of course, rejected by many of the Bernieites who say, okay, we waited to do it your way for a long time. Now let's do it quickly.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, Alan, said the country has miniaturized nuclear warheads to be mounted on ballistic missiles. This is a report from North Korea's KCNA news agency. We've been hearing threats coming from North Korea for a while now.
David, it scares the hell out of me. You know, I tell you now, and I wrote a column about it, it'll be around this week. But basically, the premise is this. You take a guy like this, who's clearly a nut, and you say, all right, you know, you can rattle your sabers and stuff, and he keeps going on. He shows us nuclear devices. He sends out missiles. The Chinese don't seem to be able to do anything. I'm assuming they want to do something with him because he really does potentially throw a monkey wrench into the stability of the world. But it doesn't stop with him. Then you get some of those Russian missiles. Who knows where they all went, you know, after the Soviets collapsed. Some terrorist group gets a hold of one of those, to say nothing of the terrorist groups who exist in Pakistan, which is a nuclear nation and always subjected to sort of revolution of one kind or another. Somebody grabs a missile there. You know what? When I was a kid, we were ducking and covering, and then it all went away. We all began to feel a lot better about things. But in fact, now I think we're in worse shape we've ever been when it comes to the possibility of nuclear destruction.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us as always. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks, David. Sorry to be a downer.